This process of black people working to acquire this equity base, it seems to me, is one of the greatest economic achievements of the early 20th century, all the more because by 1910, almost every single southern state had politically disfranchised black male voters who had been given the right to vote with the 15th Amendment. There were a number of ways in which black people acquired land, but in almost all cases was really the result of a lot of hard work and saving money and often taking jobs other than farming in the off-farming season, in the turpentine industry, steel industry, or other industries in the South. Jobs that tended to bring cash wages. So there were a number of ways that black people acquired land, but basically hard work and perseverance.